Now you've had another piece of my mind. A cup of coffee and a slice of time. If you'll excuse me, I should say goodbye. I gotta go now.
But I'm here. WGXC 90.7 FM. This is the Friday edition of the afternoon show. I am your host show most with the mosties, Mr. G Trees. I am Baileyless, not a problem. We got some better things to cover here. We are in Treat and Blessing. We have the Cornelius Edie Trio going to be playing live for some time to come, which is great. And then we'll have some, we'll interview them, talk about it. Let's see here what we got. Cornelius Edie, who's also ready his poetry, which we'll be reading later after the music, is an American writer focusing largely on matters of race and society. His poetry often centers on jazz and blues, family life, violence, and societal problems stemming from questions of race and class. This is a major treat. I'm excited. We got some cool... They're all set up nicely downstairs. It's like a beautiful lounge here. We're at the Wave Farm. And we are going to be starting in a couple of moments here. We'll give you a little taste as they fill the background. 90.7 FM. This is the Friday afternoon show. G-Tree's here coming live. And we're getting set up. Or should I say they are set up. And we're about to roll. We just heard Tom Waits with a new coat of paint. And a follow-up with Adrian Belew, 1967. Some really good stuff. A year before I was born. Yeah. Most likely. Oh, boy. We're ready. So we have Cornelius Edie with Charlie Rowe and Lisa Liu in the background, as you can hear them, setting up with the jovial preparatory musical excursion. I think we is. All right. We're gonna jump into the music here, folks, and we'll talk all about it thereafter. Okay, folks. We're going fun. Here we go. Right, fine. Cornelius Edie Trio.
This is the Cornelius Edie Trio. I am Cornelius Edie. And off to my left is Lisa Liu on acoustic guitar.
Hey, everybody.
Off to my right is Charlie Rao on acoustic guitar.
Howdy.
And we're going to play some songs for you and that I've written. Then we all arrange. This first one is called The Pickle King, and the origin of the story is that there's a slave, Virginia, named John Bolton, and he was loaned to the railroad in Virginia to work on the rails, and he didn't like it, so he walked. He realized that the rails was a highway, so he walked out on the railroads to freedom, to the Union lines, and then came back as a spy with the Union to help take the town and everything, help win the war. Also used that as a highway to go back to rescue his wife from the farm that they both were living on. And then, after the war, he came back to the North and he settled on Long Island and became known as a man who sold pickles. He was known as the Pickle King. So that's the story. Here's the song.
I won't stop walking until I'm free. Mama,
like a car to a halt. He gave my sweat to the railroad from Frederick's Hall in Virginia land. The South lost the Negro, the North gave a man. I won't stop walking to the IF&D. I won't stop walking until I'm free. Gonna stop walking to the IF&D. I won't stop walking until I'm free. Got a $5 bounty upon my head. I took my sweat off the railroad. The rebels call me contraband. I'm gonna bring back the Union and raise. Won't stop walking till the IF&B. I won't stop walking until I'm free. Won't stop walking till the IF&B. I won't stop walking until I'm free. Gonna come back and get my wife. Gonna float like a ghost down the railroad.
For a woman activist named Reem Newsom. Oh, and she went up a flagpole in North Carolina, Confederate flag, and she tore it down on the state capitol. So I thought that was worth a song. This is called Bree. Southern town. A black woman rises with the dawn. She's up the pole before the police patrol, before the dew dries on the lawn. How can she make you understand? The stars and balls ain't Disneyland. How can't you stop that silly movie in your head? How can she tune your eyes to see how a black woman moves when she's free? How many spikes till that beast is dead? Like a super villain. Just before they push, the citizens can't believe their eyes. She's waving that flag, she's waving so free. Sweet black woman against the southern sky. How can she make you understand? The stars and bars in Disneyland. How can she stop that silly movie in your head? How can she tune your eyes to see how a black woman moves when she's free? How many spikes until the beast is dead?
All right. WGXC 90.7.
This is called Simone. This is for another African-American woman named Simone Manuel, and she won the gold medal a few years ago for swimming. And I wrote this because of the sort of mythology of black or you know, people in water, right? That we're not very buoyant, that my sister told me when I was a kid, it was sort of like, it was because we were, you know, because of slavery and we didn't know how to swim and all this kind of stuff. So having her win on swimming was really a big deal. And again, like Brie, I thought she needed a song for that. So this is called Simone.
Roll the Pansy. There was a crew and hard place played. Like a mirror that swallows up your face. All the names, who just and ground the sea for the cargoes, run of variants to keep. There was cities.
Coming to you live from the Wave Farm.
This is the song that I wrote for, the first song I wrote for a young African-American male that got murdered by a mob. This is for Yusef Hawkins, and this is back in the 90s. He was murdered looking for a car in Bensonhurst in Brooklyn. A white mob surrounded him and chased him and then beat him and shot him. It was mistaken identity. They were looking for another African-American male to surround and chase and shoot. But this is the first one I wrote in that vein. And I wrote it the day before his funeral, little knowing that I would write a lot more songs as time went on. This is the first one. It's called Sleep, Brother, Sleep. Thank you.
to stay calm. Well, I know, but just can't see on. Sleep, brother, sleep. Sleep, brother, sleep. You were born a woman, but you died in the
for a friend of ours, a poet named Patricia Spears Jones. And this is, I wrote this on the occasion of the death of her mother. She's from Arkansas, and I took some poetic liberty. She didn't go back to Arkansas on the train, but that's what it felt like. So this is called Arkansas Traveler.
There's no blues like the blues when you lay your mother down. There's no blues like the blues when you let your mother go.
Trio.
Misery.
Misery.
Yeah, the last one we're going to do is a song that I wrote. I used to live back in New York State full time, but I used to live and teach in Missouri for 7 years. And I was at the University of Missouri, Missouri is a blood red meat state, right? And though where I was living on a campus was a purple town in a red state, and it just became more and more red. funny that we're using the term red the way we use it now, right? I mean, because it used to be the red was commies and this kind of stuff, and now it's red, it's sort of like horrible conservatives. Anyway.
But they're still colluding with the Russians.
Yeah. Actually, they are. Come to think of it. That's why we're actually, it's not that far.
It's not that different.
It's not that different, actually. It's a continuation. Anyway, so. Where I was just before I left the state, I got a job, got out of state, this is the last song I wrote in the state of Missouri. Missouri has a lot of different nicknames, you know, the Show Me State, Mizzou, another one is Misery. Right? Where did you come from? I just left St. Louis. Where? How long did you live in Misery? Would be the response. So, Misery. There's a moon above the pines, but the sky is poison. There's a list of the forgiven, but baby, you're not on it. Jesus shot the bullet with your name upon it. Oh, misery. Oh, misery. It's so hard to watch one step when it's open season. So just think things through when there's no reason. Ask the man a question, it's a sign of treason. If a state's a state of mind, wait till you get a load of mine. Oh, misery. Oh, misery. Thank you.
Wow. All right. Woo-wee.
Thank you.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, the Friday afternoon show. This is Cornelius Edie Trio. We are going to have them up in a bit. I'm just going to segue out into a break here to set everything up. Everything is sort of set up, and we will continue with the interview and more information regarding everything you've been listening to. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM. It's nice to have the laughter in the background. I'm going to do a little respite here, a little perfect vamp. It's G-Trees here. I'm Mark Bailey-less. That's fine. Everyone has to do something, as we all are moving into the weekend. Thanks for listening. Really appreciate it. We're going to jump into some Bonzo Dog Band. I think that's a great choice. I do.
I was 5 and he was 6. We rode on horses made of slick. He was black and I was white. He would always win the fight. Bang, bang. I shot him down, bang, bang. I'll hit the ground, bang, bang. That awful sound, bang, bang. My baby shot me down. Jesus came and changed the time when I grew up. I called him mine. He would always laugh and say, remember when we used to play? Bang, bang, I shot you down. Bang, bang, you hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, I used to shoot you down. The blame people send. Hey! Just for me to take the blame. Hey! 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 He's gone, I don't know why. Until today, sometimes I cry. He didn't take the time to lie. He didn't even say goodbye. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down.
People turn us down, Lord, in a bourgeois town. It's a bourgeois town. I got the bourgeois blues, gonna spread the news all around. Home of the brave, land of the free. I don't wanna be mistreated by no bourgeoisie, Lord, in a bourgeois town. Down. I got the bourgeois blues, gonna spread the news all around. Well, me and my wife, we were standing upstairs. I heard a wise man say, I don't want no niggas up there, Lord, in a bourgeois town. Ooh, bourgeois town. I got the bourgeois blues, gonna spread the news. They call a colored man a nigger just to see him bow. Lord, the Buffalo Town. The Buffalo Town. I got the baseball blues, gonna spread the news all day long. I tell all the colored folks to listen to me. I try to find you no home in Washington, D.C. Cause it's a Buffalo Town.
It's a Friday afternoon show. Here is G-Trees, and we are going to pick up here with the Cornelius Edie Trio. So we got everything you've been hearing. You're going to have the live version. We're going to talk into it, Lisa and Charlie. Let me see if I can get you guys up here. Let's see, make sure. So Lisa?
Yo.
Yeah. Go again, Lisa?
How's it going?
Yeah. And Charlie?
Howdy.
All right. And Cornelius.
Yep. I'm here.
All right. I think we're locked in. Beautiful. Well, thank you very much for coming. And as I was saying before, you're all living in the city, New York City?
Yeah. Yeah. I live in Manhattan, and Lisa lives in Brooklyn, and Charlie lives...
right down the street from Lisa.
Yeah, right.
In Brooklyn.
Yeah. We got the perfect boroughs there. That's good. I had a question, a couple questions, but I love the music. The Pickle King. I just wanted to... touch on that real quick.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
What was the Pickle King? Where's that come from?
That came from actually the New York Times has a website on slavery, we were in a band together. All of us were in a band called Rough Magic, and one of the other singers in the band, Robin Messing, sent me the link, the story. I said, "You got this, is a great story," you know, and she was right. You know, occasionally someone tells you should, you know, great idea or article for a movie, not a movie, for a poem or for a song, and you sort of go, well, you know, you know. But she was right. It was a really rich story. So
Could be like, either a short film or something, but you could cover.
Yeah, you should
cover
it. Yeah. Yeah, it was cool.
And then really something that really got me going was the Sleep Brother Sleep.
Yeah, yeah. That was painful. I mean, because that was like the moment when you sort of, at the beginning of a long cycle of songs I've written over the years for African-American males and women. I've written one for a couple for Sandra Bland as well, about that idea of this, that kind of lynching, you know, it was what I call it, you know, and, it was painful. It was a really painful moment. I really just needed to get through it. Part of the reason I wrote the song was to get through that moment.
And how does that translate? I mean, like how if you're inspired or something, how do you turn it into, was this poetry first and then?
No, I always knew it was going to be a song.
You did?
Yeah, I always did. Yeah. I was living, we're living on West 3rd Street, and I had a, you know, 4-track Tascam, you know.
Oh, I still have one of those.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I can borrow yours. I need it.
Yeah, you can, please. I need one. Prefer. Yeah.
Yeah. But that was what it was. And I was writing songs. I was really starting to write songs at that moment. And so I knew it was going to be a song and not a poem. And of course it goes into that tradition of songs, right? You're writing these elegies for people who are, you know, Joe Hill, you know, I mean, you know, all these others, you know, you write something that commemorates the life of the person who's fallen.
Right.
And so I knew it was going to be a song. Yeah.
Just curiously, how'd you get together? Like how did Cornelius pull you in or vice versa? How did you all come together to do, is this like the most recent that you've been working on, or you've done other stuff together in the most contemporary releases that you have? I guess you have, like, how did you all come together? I know it's a hard one, but I want to hear it, actually.
Yeah,
sure.
I know, I want them to hear. I mean, I don't want to dominate the conversation.
No.
Well, as Cornelius had mentioned before, there we had played in a bigger band called Cornelius Edie and Rough Magic.
Oh, I like that.
And
not familiar. I love it though.
Yeah, and then the group kind of distilled into us, the trio of me, Charlie, and Cornelius, and we wanted to really strip things down and play acoustic and really kind of do justice to the word and the song. And Charlie and I have been playing together for the past, 4 years? Yeah. And we just have a really great chemistry. And being able to play in this formation of just the three of us has been really intimate and awesome. And it really, you know, both Charlie and I have the same philosophy of, you know, it's all about the song.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it in this project? Well, it's all about the word and it's all about the vocal. So as far as the way we work, we're trying to really just honor what Cornelius is doing and his poetry as well within the song.
And how do you work that musically? Like your places, but you have instrumentation. How do you guys come up with that?
Oftentimes Cornelius brings in a demo. He'll have the song structure. And then he's been very generous and lets Charlie and I arrange the tunes accordingly. So he gives us complete creative freedom. Yeah. And then all three of us kind of come together and gel and come to this mutual agreement. And 9 times out of 10, we're all on the same page.
Pretty good odds.
Yeah.
All right. Cornelius, did you want to do some poetry here too?
Sure.
Because
that's also what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. And I thought I would read, since I'm here.
Welcome.
I mean, we actually, the irony of all this, of course, is that my wife and I have a summer place that's a mile away from here. Right.
For a long time?
Yeah. For a long time. Since 2002, I think. Yeah. Right, you know, and we knew you guys were around, you know, but it would always work out that you guys were not open, or we didn't have enough time to actually swing by. And I've been meaning for years to swing by to the, you know, to
yeah,
to
WGXC check you guys is out. Always open.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, always encompassing and
embracing. You're on my radio, you're on our home radio, of course, but you know, but you've never been to the studio, right?
Right.
So it was interesting because once we moved to Accra, you know, I started writing poems about that, and one of the poems that I wrote about it, Cairo, New York. yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
I say Cairo. I can't help it. I live locally, but I can't say Cairo.
So. I know.
Unless it's someone like, if the town says that's not how you pronounce it, then I can change it.
Yeah, I know. There's a number of schools of thought about how to pronounce that, right? All right, but that happened to be the first poem I ever got into the New Yorker.
Nice. And I read that too.
Yeah, and lots of people have read it, and so I thought I'd at least read this poem.
Yes, you know? I would like that. Right? And then actually, if you all don't mind, I'm gonna pick up. We'll have a station identification. All, but I'd like to hear this because I think we have time.
Okay.
Please stay.
Okay. All right. Cairo, New York. The town near our house isn't fancy, but it is ripe. At present, it still sits on the wrong side of the Hudson River. But there's potential. What happened in Woodstock? What happened in Red Hook? What's happening in Catskill? Could easily happen here. Our streets are sad, in the way our bodies are sad, as we dream of our beautiful selves, floating, light, light-filled, transcendent. How could anyone have missed or overlooked us? Even with our bad haircuts, our paunchy clothes, our gin mill mouths. One day, some car drives by and the rich folk who hunt for cut-rate rubies slow down. And here we are, they think, all ready to be scrubbed from here.
It's WGXC, 90.7 FM, the Friday afternoon show. It's a good way to welcome our weekend here, end of week, move in, and welcome to the winter, folks. Yeah, yeah. That works.
That's right. That does work.
Even though it's like 40 something odd degrees, and don't worry, tomorrow it'll be back down to what you're used to.
Yeah.
All right, Cornelius, okay. What you got?
I'm still about the house in Accra.
Nice. Keep it local.
Handyman. The furnace wheezes like a drenched lung. You can't fix it. The toilet babbles like a speed freak. You can't fix it. The fuse box is a nest of rattlers. You can't fix it. The screens yawn the bees through. Your fingers are dumb against the hammer. Your eyes can't tell plum from plums. The frost heaves against the door jams. The ice turns the power lines to brittle candy. No one told you about how things pop and fizzle. No one schooled you in spare parts. That's what the guy says, but doesn't say, as he tosses his lingo at your apartment dweller ears, a bit bemused, a touch impatient. After the spring melt has wrecked something, stopped something, after the hard wind has lifted something away, after the mystery has plugged the pipes, that rattle coughs up something sinister. An easy fix, but not for you. It's different when you own it, when it's yours, he says as the meter runs, then smiles like an adult.
Wow.
The hammer. I still don't know what to do with the hammer. In my hands, it feels like my tongue looking for the right way to say please or don't shoot in, say, French or Swahili. Best not to get yourself in that sort of situation to begin with. But my wife and I, we bought this house, and things break and things fall away from other things. And so, the fixing. The hook, the nail, the painting that might dazzle that corner of the wall, the beautiful chair that could be saved. Don't I wish I could hear my father now? The fish, a conversation we never began. What we used to think we were owed. I still don't know how to work the hammer. So the hammer misses the nail, scuffs the wall. So the hammer hits the nail a glancing blow, and it bends the nail away from its true purpose. So the hammer hits the thumb. This is why this house is filled with hesitation and slow to mend.
Oh, wow. Words come a long way, don't they?
Yeah, well.
And they mean almost everything.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was that learning that you didn't really know anything. Like, right?
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
But it's also, I mean, the first night in our house in Accra, we were there.
Back when you said 2002?
Yeah, 2002, I think, right?
Wow.
And it was winter, and it was cold, there was a storm going on, and we were there for the first night, and we tried turning on the furnace, and the furnace didn't turn on, and we didn't know what the hell we were doing.
Welcome to your new home.
Right, well, and what we did was we called the furnace guy, and the furnace guys came immediately, and we told them what was going. We're pleading and going, oh my God, we can't figure it out. Wasn't there something wrong? Oh my God, it's so bad, it's horrible. What do we do? And the guy goes to the basement, opens the door, looks at the switch, flicks the switch on.
Oh, just the actual switch. Yeah. Because
right.
The burner won't go on.
Right,
unless,
yeah, exactly. It was kind of like that. And the poems sort of are in that zone, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Do you, Lisa, do you have anything else to say here? You're just happy to be here and do what you've done, which is awesome. Thank you very much for coming to WGXC.
Well, thank you for letting us come and play. Really, it's been a pleasure to be here. And also, you know, I'm glad I'm able to read some of the poems that actually originated just a mile away from this place.
Yeah. How specific, yeah. Keep it in the community.
Yeah.
All right, awesome. We have the Cornelius Edie Trio. We're going to break off here. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you
for stopping by. Have some more hot cider.
We will.
And,
definitely.
Thank you. We really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
thank
take you. Your time, and I'll say hello in a bit, too. All right. Thank you all very much for coming.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, we got the Friday afternoon show, and we're moving into the next hour. It is I Am G Trees. I'm here. You are there. And thank you all very much for listening. This was a great treat. And we will be able to archive this. And if you all want to listen to this later, you can at WGXC.org. In the archives, it's all there for you. As we move into the next hour, let's see. I'm going to give us a little Sam Bush here to... In the mood, in the groove, to carry us out into the next hour. Okay, here we go. Sam Bush, Spirit is the Journey. I think it's so fine.